I think Australia and everybody should be very angry that somebody would think that that caricature of an Aboriginal man and a policeman and a child at the centre, the man depicting that he doesn't even though he's the father, that he doesn't know his name. I think that that sort of on many levels is offensive to Aboriginal. Today is National Aboriginal and Children's Day. We celebrate this day and the importance of children. And we've done a lot of work over the years to engage men in parenting and understanding the role of men in parenting. And our men are really stepping up. And I think it's just 1920s thinking when that was the image of Australia. And I think we've done a lot to change that image right across the whole of our society. But to depict it that that's the situation for Aboriginal today, it's very, very poor on the paper, and I think that, you know, we will certainly be taken to the human rights and we will actually be following this right through. So we're talking to the National Body Snake about their reaction. We're actually taking up, putting a call to Mick Gooder, Social Justice Commissioner, and asking him what are we going to do, because I think that it's profiling Aboriginal people again as dysfunctional and that we don't add to the fabric of this country. And I think it's an element of racism in the media that we don't need right now.
Meg Gooder happens to be also co-commissioner on the Royal Commission on Child Abuse in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, look, and I hope he does look at all of the inquiries that have currently been undertaken and previous reports on investigations. I think that there would be dangerous if we only look at the 22 children at the centre of the Don Dale incident, if he doesn't look at what's happening for Aboriginal children and young people more broadly.
Your agency, VACA, which is the Victorian Aboriginal Child Care Agency, has got some recommendations to make to the Royal Commission.
I think you have to recognise that a lot of the children and young people that you end up in the juvenile justice facility have a history of being in out-of-home care, and so if we don't address issues around chronic homelessness, drug and alcohol, family violence, if we don't have a therapeutic response, if we fail to ensure that we set children up for a better life, then they will end up in the criminal justice system. And so many Aboriginal people for so many years have fought to do better for Aboriginal children and to stem the flow of removal, but also to stop the transitioning of young people into the criminal justice system.
And keeping families together is extremely important as well. Well,
I think we have to invest in that, and we need to work out why families aren't staying together. The Northern Territory has some extremely big issues and poverty and disadvantage and many families living up to 20 and 30 people in one house. How do you parent in those sort of environments? If it's a chronic housing shortage, surely we can address those disadvantages and ensure that we give Aboriginal children and young people the best start in life. We know that a house requires a home, and a home requires, you know, you have a job and you need to have education and all of those things. If you don't get all those parts right, then you have systems or positions where Aboriginal people experience greater disadvantage than other Australians.
And mentioning that the housing situation, there were some figures given following this report about the abuse of really young people, that keeping a young person in detention could cost up to $300,000 a year. And yet some of these kids ended up in detention just because they didn't have anywhere to live.
We're not creating a housing environment like single units for young individuals that are homeless. Also, you know, a welfare system that doesn't, you know, actually look at how do we get Aboriginal young people into jobs, how do we create a better future. If our Aboriginal young people don't aspire to have a job or get an education, then why is that? Why is the Northern Territory behind on so many indicators? Our young people up there are less likely to be in school, get a job, be able to afford a house, be able to get into healthy relationships. And so the trajectory for Aboriginal young people in the Northern Territory is much more dire than any other state and territory. We've got a big task to address a multitude of issues, and I think that there's high expectations of the both commissioners, but I think they will fail if they don't address the broader issues for children and young people.
Yeah, because it's not just about crime, it's about poverty as well.
Right, and the poverty level for Aboriginal people is well known, but for the Northern Territory, the poverty levels are significant. These are communities that are very unique. We have Aboriginal people living on outstations, on missions and reserves established by the church. We have Aboriginal people still living very traditionally. We have Aboriginal people living in town camps. We have Aboriginal people living in mainstream housing within towns and suburbs. You've got complexities around language and different cultural beliefs. Those things require sophisticated systems to be able to navigate those cultural differences.
VACA, as a signatory to the Change the Record Coalition, has also called for an examination of the juvenile detention system.
Yeah, broadly, I think there are a number of people that are actually out there and people that are supporting all of this work and the legal services. You've got to recognise NAJA in the Northern Territory and their constant push to pursue equity for Aboriginal people in the justice system, and they've been writing numerous reports, undertaken numerous submissions to address the issue of young people in the justice systems. I think that we do need to look at nationally. This is not just an issue for the Northern Territory. We know of instances, and I think there was a young person that in Victoria that was put into a divvy van and transported on a very hot day from Mildura to Victoria in a van just to appear in court, and then was put back in that hot van and driven back to Mildura. So there are injustices across every state and territory. A number of years ago we had a young person, a child in Victoria, locked up in an adult prison for 23 out of 24 hours a day. So they may be isolated incidences, but why are they happening for children?